Sophie Clark. Welcome. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. As the country heads into Christmas celebrations, there's a shortage of French champagne. The drop in supply means the price of well-known French brands is going up. Local sparkling winemakers are hoping to capitalise and boost the appetite for local bubbles. Rural reporter Maham Kashani caught up with Australian Grape and Wine Chief Executive Tony Battaline to find out how local champagne will fare over the peak drinking season.
Tony, local importers and retailers are actually restricting the sales of these French champagne imports. Now, that's boosting their prices. What does this mean for our local sparkling wine producers?
Well, hopefully it's good news for our sparkling wine producers, because we produce some of the best sparkling wine in the world and we've got good stocks this year. So it's a really good time to have a champagne Christmas with Australian sparkling.
Yeah, and I guess from that perspective of our local sparkling wine producers, they feel like they have to reassure Australians that local bubbles are actually really good. So do you think that they're perhaps capitalising on this price hike and hoping to grow an appetite for local bubbles?
I think they will do that. And I think the Australian public is really keen to support the local industry. And we've seen during COVID that's happened. And I must say that the Australian sparkling wine does have an international reputation. It's extremely good. And in general, it's as good or better than champagne. And you're not paying the extra money for that name.
OK, and I guess are you worried at all or slightly concerned that this shortage is taking place as the country heads into its peak drinking season with Christmas around the corner as well?
Oh, not at all. I mean, it's the shortage of champagne is due to what was a pretty difficult season in Europe. So they had a lot of bad weather, which caused low crop. There's plenty of good Australian sparkling. We've had a bumper season this year. So, you know, I'm not worried at all. I think consumers will find that they've got a great product and they'll probably stick to it. So for us, it's all good news.
That's rural reporter Maham Kashani speaking with Australian Grape and Wine Chief Executive Tony Battaline there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.